Module 1, Lesson 4, Intention Setting. What you'll discover: the definition of intention, the best time to set an intention, and I'm going to teach you my favorite intention setting practice of all time. So what exactly do we mean when we're talking about intention? Intention means what one intends to do or bring about. Setting an intention helps you to get clear about what your desired outcome is. Remember, energy follows focus. Clearly creating your intention is the foundation for creating the change you wish to see in your life. This week, we're experiencing the dark moon, when the moon is darkest in the sky. This is also known as the new moon. And new moon is the perfect time to set new intentions. It's said that new moon is the time to plant new seeds for the universe to tend, making this the perfect time to start this journey together, but also the perfect time to set an intention for what you want to unfold for you in the next 8 weeks and beyond. So I'm going to show you exactly how to do that in a really fun way with my favorite intention setting exercise of all time, draw your future. This is nothing short of magic. I've done this with several groups of women, and the results have been incredible. I had one woman who said, "I didn't realize I wanted a dog until I saw it on my picture." And another woman who said, "Apparently I want to live in the woods." And 2 weeks later, she moved out of LA and moved to Seattle. So I've seen the power of this practice in action, and I'm excited to share it with you now. You'll need just a few things: a blank sheet of paper. I like to do this on a really big piece of paper, which I'm going to demonstrate for you, but a small blank sheet of computer paper will work too. And then you're going to want to round up all the crayons, markers, and glitter pens you can find. Chalk works too. Anything that you can think of that could add some color to what you're going to do. And with that, let's get started. This is my favorite intention exercise of all time. I saw this on a TED Talk done by Patty Dobrowolski. She's also the author of Drawing Solutions: How Visual Goal Setting Can Change Your Life. And this exercise absolutely changed my life. So I'm so excited to share it with you. So basically what Patty says is, think about what dreams or visions you want to create and turn into reality. Maybe it's a new business for yourself, or it's the relationship of your dreams, or it's eating healthier and getting back to the gym. We talk about those things with our partners and with our friends, but we don't make a change. So why is that? Well, research shows that the odds against you making an actual change in your life are 9 to 1. Even if you have a life-threatening illness, 9 to 1. So how do we beat those odds? We can beat those odds by drawing a picture. Basically, when we write out lists of, I want this and this and this and this, our left brain kicks in, our logical brain, and it goes, it's too overwhelming, that's too scary, I can't do that. But when we draw a picture and we have a little fun with it, our creative right brain kicks in, and the mind goes, okay, we're just having fun, we're being creative, we're expressing things here. That's okay, I'll let you continue. So this is a way that we can kind of bypass our brain and draw into reality our ideal situation. So here's how we do this. We get a piece of paper and draw your current state. And then your desired new reality. So what's happening currently? Well, let's take Sue. Sue's working in television production, and it's pretty demanding work, but it pays well, so she sticks with it. Here she is, television, this is something she's created, blah, blah, blah. She's not too interested in it. Sue also has really, really bad period pain.
that she deals with every couple weeks. Currently, she's working for a guy who loves to yell and really makes her job very stressful. She's been single for a while. She feels like there's a big wall between her and all the eligible bachelors out there. They just can't get to her and she can't get to them. She knows there's something else for her in life, but she's not sure what. So this is Sue's current state. So in the best case scenario, where would Sue like to be in, let's say, a year? Well, ideally, she'd like to be in a relationship with Mr. Right. And she'd like to be working in a job where maybe she gets to talk about love and nature and peace every day. And ideally, she'd love to travel the world with her beloved Mr. Right. And she'd love to speak these messages of love and nature and peace to audiences everywhere, cheering crowds, adoring fans. And her period pain is totally gone. And instead, she feels potential, creativity in her womb instead of pain. So this is where Sue would ideally like to be. So now the next thing we do is we color this picture in. So this is where you really bring it to life. You add some color. Coloring and drawing releases oxytocin, serotonin, feel-good hormones. Makes you feel good. Makes you go, oh yeah. This is exciting. When I look at this picture, I feel free and excited and creative. So now, Sue would have to draw her own picture. So you need to draw your own picture. This is just an example. And the idea is that when you look at this side of the page, it actually hurts. Like, ugh, I feel trapped or constricted. And when you look at this side of the page, you feel the potential of the possibility of this new reality. So the next question is, how do you get from this current state to this desired new reality? And you think, well, if I knew that, I would have done it a long time ago. But now we have a picture, so we can make it happen. Here you draw three arrows. In between these two worlds. And you ask your brain. The brain is amazing. Patty talks about how the optic nerve actually only sees in two dimension. But we know we live in a three-dimensional world. So how do we reach for coffee and not miss it? The brain guesses. The brain takes in all the information and it makes the best educated guess. Well, the brain is with you all the time. It's picking up all these small details about your life. So the brain knows how to get you from here to here. So all you have to do is get inside this photo, feel it, close your eyes, and ask your brain, what are three bold steps that I could take to get from here to here? And listen, and your brain will tell you. So then write those bold steps down. It could be study, sleep, dating site, whatever that is for you, write those down. And then see it, believe it, and act on those three bold steps just a little bit every day. Now, one thing I love to do after I did this exercise was I folded the page over and I put this in a place where I could see it every day. And I would say to myself, no matter what challenges were arising in my life, as long as I was acting on these three bold steps a little bit every day, this is what is coming for me. And so draw your picture and see if it gives you those same kind of feelings. And if you want to, feel free to share this picture with the community, either on Facebook or Instagram. If you don't want to, no pressure at all. And remember, there's no pressure to be a great artist. This is just about having fun and playing with the potential of what your life could be like. So happy drawing. Get out a piece of paper. It can be big like this if you want, or just a small piece of paper will do. But also get out your glitter pens, your markers, your color crayons, your chalk, and have fun. And I look forward to hearing how it goes for you.